We are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Now, Bible text is Psalm 37, verse 23, and Proverbs 3, verse 6. Psalm 37 and verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Proverbs 3, verse 6. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In these two scriptures, we find two critical things for anybody to have a meaningful and successful walk with God, and to also navigate this world successfully. In that Psalm 37, verse 23, he talked about ordering of steps. And in Proverbs 3:6, it talks about directing your path. Your steps are your own decisions. Your steps are the things you are taking steps to do, your own actions. Your path are those things you do not have control over. You don't simply have control over it. You see, you can decide that you want to go somewhere and go into the car, start the car, and drive there. But you don't have control over another man who is drunk, who is coming with a trailer, and who runs into you. You don't have control over that. And that is why it is important that we must ask the Lord to direct our steps, or to order our steps, and also to direct our path. So you will see that it says the steps of a good man. Who is a good man? A man that is in Christ, are ordered by the Lord. See, this is probably the way God leads his children the most, because every single day, you may not even be aware of it, God is ordering your steps in Christ. The other part, he says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So in other words, you must recognize your weakness, that you do not have control over situations outside and over several situations. So what should you do? Every step you are taking, acknowledge God. Ask God about it before you take it. He says he will direct your path. So even though you will have taken a wrong path, God will ensure that that wrong path does not come to you. By the time you get to a junction where you should take a path, it is the right path that God will push to your side. I wish I can graphically show you or illustrate this for you. So it's very important that, one, your steps are ordered. That those are your own decisions. You are deciding that you want to travel. Did you know that sometimes the difference between life and death is the day you decide to travel? Because there is a day that a plane will crash. I don't plan for any plane to crash. But you see, there are planes that are flying today that will probably crash. The day they will crash, the time they will crash, I pray you will not be in it. And I pray sincerely that nobody will even be in it, or that it will crash. But you see, the truth is that the difference between life and death is where you are at the time some event happens. So if you chose to travel on 12th instead of on the 10th, that could just be the difference. You may not even know why you chose that day. I was going to work one day, and every day I go together with my wife. Strangely, that day my wife said she's not going to work. And then, okay, and I went alone. But I still decided to go through the path to her own place of work. And then I had an accident. I came out, God kept me with just minor injury. But you see, the part of the car that got damaged was the part that my wife would have sat. It was God ordering my wife's step. So, brethren, it's important that you know these two things and always maintain it in the place of prayer and say, Lord, Lord Jesus, please order my path, direct my path, order my steps aright. It is my prayer that the Lord will order your steps aright and direct your path in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.